Number 4 Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
He was there, he was by himself, and we were just hanging out, talking, laughing about, you know, past movies and other things that he's working on. There were a number of times where I asked him why he was there alone and
I'll drink to that.
Before. I don't recall getting a straight answer.
I guess we met him around 1:15, 1:30. So until the bar closed.
When they told us everything that he had said, we were in shock and awe because he was so kind and nice to us. We couldn't see, you know, there'd be two faces to him, basically.
Oh, shock and awe.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shock and awe. Shock and awe with Mel.
Who he?
Well, Gibson, come on.
Don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You know, Mel Gibson.
Well, you sure are a crazy son of a bitch.
You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Are you calling me crazy? You think I'm crazy? Yeah. Yeah, you want to see crazy? I'll tell you.
Crazy Mel Gibson.
Oh,
okay.
Kukula.
So, he's still in the headlines.
Yes, yeah, man, so. This story has legs, Don.
It does, and it's time for Jew to Jew, because that's what we do on this show. Should mention we're working on our next... We're not going to call them Las Vegas-style shows.
No.
But it is a ratings party. It is a listener party.
Appreciation party.
Yeah, but a lot of stations, like the AdWorks station does that. You know, it's a listener appreciation party.
Right.
Maybe if it could be... a Reno-styled show or an Atlantic City-style show. I mean, it's not the Las Vegas-style show that it was.
Not Triple X.
Well, it certainly is content-wise.
Yes.
As far as what we say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what we
Right.
It's no longer, you know, we don't have to worry about girls taking off their pants on stage.
A Don and Mike unwashed listener reception.
Well, open to whatever. I mean, if you would like to jot down some.
All right.
I mean, think about
now.
It. No.
All right.
Not right. You're funny. Not right now. Not right now. We're going to do this Jew to Jew thing.
Right. But, someone's writing one down right now.
Bacteria sharing event. Not exactly.
No.
Not exactly, Carl.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Okay, all right.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Yes, I have. So, here is the... Mike is writing one down already. See, that's what I said. Mike, take your time. We got a trip to New York. You got a big weekend coming up. You're going to go to your niece's wedding after we have our big meeting tomorrow.
Congratulations to Bill and Jessica getting married this weekend. There's the name for the...
Don and Mike After Dark.
I like that.
Even though it could be daylight during the summer hours when we do
like
them. When we start these things, when we finish... The sun has gone down.
Anyway, we're having another party, and we'll let you know. We're going to have it in the month of August, which we are in right now, towards the end of the month. Okay, one more, Mike, and then we got a Jew to Jew that we're dying to do. Here we go.
That rhymed.
Don't think I didn't know it. I'm a rock and roll poet.
How about
the Buzz Burbank Penis Patrol?
All right, that's a thought.
Huh?
That's not really what we're patrolling for.
Don't look at me, look at him.
And I'm not talking about weird...
No,
come on,
I know
that,
yeah,
damn
it. I know
we're saying the people that are showing up to see you.
I know what you mean.
Your thing.
Thank you.
His thing.
His commando thing.
Your what commando.
Thing? All right, so Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah, angry, you know. Rubbing a Gibson denim all day.
And I love the fact that they're showing Mel Gibson now, apparently in whatever footage it is, of an interview that he did where he's got the big, long, ZZ Top beard.
Right. That's the that's really the beard that number one makes him look like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, it's
and
the
number
crazy
two,
factor,
makes
right?
Makes him look insane. Mm-hmm.
So everybody's heard with what he's had to say. They're talking about you know, he might go to jail for this, and a lot of Hollywood people saying they won't work with him anymore.
And the huge news is that the legal team of Mel Gibson now trying to suppress apparently a very explicit video of the arrest where it shows Mel Gibson doing all this stuff. So they're trying to make sure that's not released.
Now, we have gone to the expert for this, Pastor Harry,
right.
From satansrapture.com. He says that Mel Gibson's drunk anti-Semitic comments could be used by terrorists in the Mideast to start World War III.
Mm-hmm. Well, He's said a lot of things, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why. Yeah, why don't you get him on the line?
Okay. You may be right.
And we're ready for an episode of Jew to Jew. Hey, did you find that Michael Hoffman tape?
Yeah, they're both in 1 and 2.
Oh, I see. Hold on. Let me just see. It's.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
There you go. Because as you know, I am, am I the doctor or the attorney? Oh, I'm the attorney.
You're Dr. Donald Goldstein.
That's right. I'm the doctor, and you're Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Yes, you're Dr. Donald Goldstein, and I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Here we go.
We always forget.
Hang on.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
All right, buzz that. As soon as you hear Michael Hoffman, we're ready for you.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jew to Jew with your host, Dr. Donald Goldstein, and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Now, welcome to Jew to Jew.
Oy vey. Is it hot enough for you?
Good afternoon.
If you're out of the hot weather, good for you.
We urge all of you to stay comfortable as you possibly can. And but there's a hot controversy that I'm sure most people that enjoy this program are very keenly aware of.
It's the Don and Mike Show, also known as, irreverently, I might add, Jew to Jew. I'm Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. And thanks for listening on Rockville Pike. We're very happy to be with you today.
I want to say hello to everyone at Bagel City. They're listening. They're enjoying. And I'll tell you, I was getting the pulse. I was down there having my corned beef. And it's New York corned beef. It's fantastic at Bagel City.
Well, that's very nice that you're giving them that plug. I think that's wonderful.
It's a small deal that there was a broken limb recently in the restaurant, and I fortunately was there.
Were you able to repair it on the spot?
As you know, even though I am by trade a plastic surgeon and a rather gifted one.
You are skilled. You're very skilled in the areas of plastic surgery, and I commend you for that.
My website is hugenippleman.com. I primarily do breast augmentations.
And you do a marvelous job. I've always said to any of my female friends or clients that are caring to enhance their bosom, that you are so natural the way the finished product comes out, and I tip my hat.
And I want to thank you for defending me in the cases that I've had with the implants that have bursted. The one woman who said
that have bursted. That have burst, you mean?
They burst.
Of course.
What did I say? Bursted.
Bursted.
They bursted.
They bursted.
And
because most of you, of your jobs are. Most of the augmentations I've seen are flat out.
These women sued me, and I went to my good friend, Mike Goodman, Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Yes, and I was able to, fortunately, get all the parties together, and it resulted in, we won't disclose the details as that is against the oath. But I'm very pleased that you're continuing to make women feel better about their bodies.
Oh, but about Bagel City.
Yeah.
This leads to the guest. I was in there, and there was an unfortunate accident with a young Korean delivery boy, and I was able to, I believe, save a finger. And what I've done now is worked up a level of... I don't want to say that I'm bartering.
No, I understand. But they're grateful for your services rendered.
I fixed the young man. Last name was, I believe, Lee. Aren't they all? I fixed his finger. He was a delivery boy. And now
I know who you're talking about. I've gotten the deliveries here. Bobby.
Bobby Lee, yes.
Bobby Lee.
Yes, he's a nice man.
He's very, very nice.
Very nice man. I go in now. I get my bagel, my coffee, and it's gratis.
And I'm sure that once Mr. Lee is in a state of complete recovery, if he doesn't get any worse, he will deliver your bagels to you.
I was there talking to them today. What a cooler talk.
Yeah.
Everyone in Bagel City was talking about Mel Gibson.
It's what I would describe, without question, as a firestorm of controversy surrounding these horrible comments ushered in by Mel Gibson.
So I said to Rob Stein, our producer, I said, is it possible that you can find us a Mel Gibson expert who will look at things the way we look at things, from the Jewish perspective.
Before we do that, I just wanted to make sure you were mentioning to me that last week on the broadcast when we had the wonderful show, that you were looking for employment. Are you still looking for a noise? Or have you filled the position?
I'm looking for a nice noise.
Okay. I hope you can.
It could be voice.
We both worked so hard, we're going to end up someday in a hoist.
But first, let's talk to a man. I don't know, be he Jew or be he Gentile.
Well, I would assume he's a Gentile because...
I understand. We've had him on. Rob, have we had him on before?
We've had him as a guest.
Rob, he's an evangelical or something like that. Is that what he does?
Yes, he is.
What's that, like Catholic light? What is that?
He's a man of God.
Oh,
well, I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, Jew to Jew, Pastor Harry.
Hello, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on, and shalom.
Shalom. Pastor Harry, you've mentioned several things that are quite stunning in these statements that I'm reading about World War III and Mel Gibson, and a lot of them, I must admit to you, are quite confusing.
Can you, for instance, explain to us... First off, if you don't mind me asking, are you Jewish? You can be on the show and not be Jewish, but we like to know, are you Jewish?
No, I am not Jewish.
I'm sorry for you.
Well, but I'm also not Catholic or Protestant or evangelical, and I don't believe in anything of Christianity, what they teach today. I believe in the truth of the gospel that's been lost by corruption.
Pastor Harry, may I ask you a question? Do you indeed believe that Mel Gibson is going to be responsible for starting World War III?
I think Mel Gibson is responsible because he's helping to create an atmosphere of America turning against Israel.
I would kill right now for an egg cream. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is Dr. Goldstein speaking. I would kill for an egg cream right now.
It's a shame that Bobby Lee, your Korean individual that you repaired, does not deliver egg creams.
Tell me something, Pastor Harry.
I would love a nice ice-cold cream soda.
How is Mel going to start World War III?
Well, as I said, he's going...
And will it be an expensive war?
Yes, it'll be a very expensive war because...
I want to tell you something. I think we're spending way too much on the war in Iraq right now. I mean...
Pastor Harry,
For goodness sakes,
I've sat in a lot of courtrooms where I've observed...
I've been to a filings sale, and I want to tell you that, I don't care if we have to outfit all of our paratroopers in those bridal gowns. What you want to do is go on... They have one day. Now, I don't know how this store does this.
Right.
They open the doors, and they sell these beautiful gowns,
and
they sell them for like $70 each.
Are you suggesting that, I don't understand, are you suggesting that the military is to go to some sort of department store?
Filing.
It's not the same thing. They're drafted, but it's part of the government. You can't,
are you interested in Mel Gibson?
It's a very elaborate procurement procedure.
Trying to save money for one war that we're in right now before we get into the next war that Mel Gibson is starting.
There's going to be a massive war because President Bush has to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Today, Iran made another threat against Israel.
Pastor Harry,
yes.
I beg to interrupt for just one moment. Okay. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
I've sat in a lot of courtrooms, listened to a lot of testimony, and my question to you, sir, would be, at any time in your life, have you been treated for anything psychologically?
Psychologically?
Yes.
No.
How about physically, sir? As a doctor, may I ask you that?
Good question. Yes.
Have you ever had a head injury of any type?
Well, I've had a lot of injuries, but never a head injury.
What is the most demanding injury you've had? Perhaps I can help you. As you may have heard, I'm an accredited surgeon. Again, it's bighotnipple.com. That's my website.
Well, I don't need breast augmentation, thank you.
I'm the best.
I'm sure you are.
Maybe a mother or sister, you know.
It just sounds to me like you're angry, and perhaps you have some psychological issues.
Well, I don't like people that want to destroy Israel. I don't like
Nor do we. Of course, we say that loudly.
The Israelites.
You know, the radical Muslim agenda is to wipe Israel off the earth, and I truly stand behind Israel. A lot of the evangelical...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once again, Pastor Harry.
Yes.
How does Mel Gibson figure into this? He's a movie actor.
He's more than a movie actor. He's a very famous person, and his hatred, his neo-Nazi doctrine that he was espousing in a drunken rage will become more and more accepted as the price of gas goes up.
Here's what I would really like to ask.
Yes.
Who's the great Jewish movie star of our generation?
That's good. Is this a question that you have the answer to? Are we playing quiz show again?
I believe I have the answer, and I believe it's a sad, sad answer, at least for me, and what I consider to be a morally correct.
Well, we might disagree. I'd love to hear your answer.
Well, I would have to say, while we're talking about this, Adam Sandler, I believe, is probably the number one Jewish movie star in America.
Wrong. You're so completely wrong.
I wish Adam Sandler would come out and do a... He does this thing. Pastor Harry, have you heard of Adam Sandler?
Sure.
He's a famous Jew. And he comes out and he says, "Hey, I'm the water boy. I talk like I'm retarded. And I love my mama."
You consider him to be the finest working Jewish actor of
our time. Excuse the word retarded. They use it in the movie. The children laugh at it. All I know is that the movie Click, the last time I checked, did $138.7 million at the box office, friend.
That's not the craft, though. I think you still have to go with Jeff Goldblum. If you're going to go, you really do.
Yesterday's news.
Oh, no.
Yesterday's news.
Well, then perhaps we could have some other options. I still like William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. I really do.
You know what they are?
Their work stands alone.
You know they're CJs.
How come they're closet
Jews.
Why don't these actors you're mentioning, how come they don't speak out against Mel Gibson?
Well, I think you're going to get a lot of people speaking out against Mel Gibson, but my goodness.
I think that Adam Sandler is the most gifted Jewish actor of our generation.
I hope he speaks out against Mel Gibson.
Except I hope he doesn't use that baby talk voice.
I'm very concerned with your anger issues, Pastor Harry. I think you're an angry man.
Oh, I'm not an angry person, but I'm angry. My anger goes where it belongs. I mean, you know, when terrorists want to wipe out Israel and annihilate Israel,
I'll tell you a great.
Will you be boycotting the Mel Gibson movies?
I won't see anything Mel Gibson made.
Do you know that the movie Armageddon was in fact produced by one of my favorite Jewish Hollywood players, Jerry Bruckheimer?
I'll give you your due, and he's responsible for such quality television.
Right.
He really is.
He's the man who gave us the. It was about a giant rock falling from space.
Oh, I thought it's marvelous. It was just marvelous with the special effects that they used.
Armageddon.
Armageddon was just so well done.
But I really don't believe that Mel's going to start a World War III, Pastor Harry.
No, I didn't say he's going to start World War III. I said he's going to help to foster the rise of anti-Semitism in America that will lead to the start of World War III.
Well, I think his comments were abysmal. We all know that. But, Pastor Harry, don't you believe that he is you're giving him a little bit too much credit?
No, I don't.
Yes, you are.
Not when the media replaces statements every 20 minutes of the day.
I wish we had more time. Our next topic, can you make it a kosher Labor Day? This is the question. Can you make it a kosher Labor Day?
And we will offer some very nice tips to make your barbecue something extremely special that everyone can enjoy.
We want to thank Pastor Harry for coming on to discuss the Mel Gibson controversy.
Thank you so much,
Pastor Harry.
Shalom. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And if you want to read more on our site, it's www.satansrapture.com.
And again, I hate to promote my own site, but I will. Dr. Donald Goldstein, it's bighothairynipple.com.
And, of course, I am Michael Goodman, attorney at law. No website for me just yet. No need. Thank you, Pastor Harry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Shalom.
Please hold for our producer. And incidentally, are we paying him a fee to be on the show?
Oh, I applaud that. That's good.
Now that's
the answer was negatory. Remember, it's radio. You can say no out loud. He gave us the okay sign. Thank you.
So when we come back, we'll be talking about...
Oh, he hung up.
I will call him back.
Angry Pastor Harry.
Must find out how he thinks it went.
And that, of course, is the strategy on Judah Judah, not get him a word in edgewise.
Right.
Kooky Pastor Harry. Kooky World War III Pastor Harry. Thank you.
And I do think, as far as Jewish actors, well, hold on. You got Dustin Hoffman. Now they're coming. Now, although who's the hottest right now? I mean, who's Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller's a good, hot Jewish actor.
I'm trying to think.
movie.
I'm trying desperately to think. I'm trying to think like Mel Gibson. He would know all of them.
Yes. Probably as a
Rob
list.
Stein.
Did you enjoy yourself? How do you think it went? Oh, it went better than okay on our end. We thought it was great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
He's obviously giving Rob Stein an earful.
Well, they're not serious by nature.
I think he likes
their
talk.
Radio show, I think, to sort of let their hair down. But we appreciate your time very much and your valid viewpoint. Have a grand day. Bye. Shalom.
Robbie didn't sound exactly pleased.
He sounds like he always sounds.
Angry at the world.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you tell?
Pastor Harry.
Just another opportunity for him to say the world's going to blow up.
Pastor Harry, everybody. Oh, you know what? Cancel that. We got to do this. When we come back, among other things,
yes?
Did anybody besides me, why am I saying this? No. Nobody else besides me would have watched The View.
No.
But
you know, you used to say that you'd play that little sound effect for yourself.
He's a fag. So I'm watching The View.
Homo.
And really,
Homo.
I thank God I've got the TiVo
Homo.
Machine. Because the setup is this. I don't know what it is they're discussing, but Hasselbeck, the young one.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I did see that.
She, oh, you saw it?
He's a fag.
I saw this. Saw the clip on the internet.
Homo.
What's going, Buzz?
I've got more than the clip. I've got the entire segments of... Hasselbeck gets a little excited,
yeah.
And Barbara Walters puts her in her place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What happens is Hasselbeck gets so pissed off that she rips up her little, like, liner cards that have
right.
topics and sits there like a little bitch, like, well, if you're not going to let me say what I want to say, I'm just not going to say anything for the rest of the show.
Hallelujah.
So these
another cat fight.
These are some pretty good some pretty good tapes.
I knew this would happen once they lost the stabilizing influence on that show.
Star Jones.
Right.
Star Jones. What, Robbie?
Star Jones Reynolds.
Right. Glad we got that.
Right.
That's
Thank
very
you.
Important.
After the rap.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Yeah, good job with Harry. How long had you been chasing him? Are you going to put that on your resume? Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Ah, just another great find from the cuckoo's nest.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.